from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
We may be running kind of late, but here is episode 68. Crystal's Fidget Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Episode 68.
Anywhere.
February 14th, 2007. Better pray your favorite songs don't get blacklisted. And now here's the paginator himself, Brian Michael Page. Let's journey. Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbuyanis Mikaelis Pagina. Today is Wednesday, February 14th, 2007. We're in the middle of the sixth week of Ordinary Time, and it's great to be back. I want to apologize for running late this week. After three recoveries on my computer in 1 week, I finally found the problem I've been having with my computer lately. See, this computer would reboot itself while either working with audio or simply listening to audio, or even when I'm watching video, anything that involves audio. And it turned out it was the device driver for my remote recorder. Now, the recorder itself was really good. The sound quality was great, and it was given to me as a gift, and I remain sincerely grateful for it. But we've learned since that OMG-compliant components in their drivers in XP Service Pack 1 just doesn't mix. I'll be in the market for a new remote recorder in the next week or two, and soon enough we'll be able to bring back that Crystal's Vintage Semi-Live on I-195 segment. Thank you all for bearing with me. And now we have a very important order of business. Yes, and that is, I want to wish a happy Valentine's Day to my wife, Anne. I love you with all my heart. Mwah. Happy Valentine's Day, love. Today we're going to talk about a buried treasure I found on a website. The Blacklist of 1922, as put together by the St. Gregory Society. Yes, 1922, a blacklist. I have always been hearing, you know, back in those days, that there was a blacklist for really bad liturgical music, and we finally found it online, thanks to the boys at Musica Sacra. So we're going to talk about that. But first, let's bring on them jungle screechers.
Beat for the week! Beat for the week!
Thank you, jungle screechers! Huh? Oh, those guys are playing hide and seek. Uh-huh. Just keep the studio in one piece, okay? Well, anywho, let's check out the feast for this week. The sixth week of Ordinary Time.
Monday.
February 12th, Aferia. On the secular calendar, the birth of Abraham Lincoln.
Tuesday.
February 13th, another Aferia.
Wednesday.
February 14th. On most calendars, St. Valentine. In the modern liturgical calendar, a memorial, Saints Cyril and Methodius.
Thursday.
February 15th, Feria.
Friday.
February 16th, another Feria.
Saturday.
February 17th, two optionals. The seven founders of the Order of Servites, and also the Blessed Virgin Mary. And don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these great saints. Yeah? Huh. Tag, you're it.
Christos Vincit, semi-live. In our living room?
Okay, this sounds crazy, but yes. Welcome to Christos Vincit, semi-live in the family living room. Soon enough, we'll be able to do a semi-live segment from the highway again. But until then, let me introduce myself to you as Crash. Now we have the music list for this previous Sunday, the sixth Sunday of Ordinary Time, or for short, Sunday 6. Now for our entrance hymn, here's a ditty from the old scratchy recorder that we used to use.
Thank you.
And yes, that little tail end of the clip, again, as a reminder as to how we begin our liturgies. We do not use the words good morning. We start with the words in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That was O God, Our Help in Ages Past, text by Isaac Watts based on Psalm 90, the tune Saint Anne by William Croft. The Gloria was from the Missa de Angelis, which is also from the Jubilate Deo collection, the Gloria, that is, not the whole Missa, from the Jubilate Deo collection of Mass Chants. The responsorial psalm was Psalm 1, with the antiphon, Blessed are they who hope in the Lord, music by Owen Allstott. The Alleluia was by Robert Twynham in the verse of the day, sung to Psalm Tone 6F. The offertory hymn, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart, official hymn of the 41st Eucharistic Congress, which took place in Philadelphia in 1976. The text by Omer Westendorf, and the tune called Bicentennial by Robert Krutz. Sanctus in Agnus from People's Mass by Jan Vermulst. Memorial Acclamation Christ Has Died, and the matching Amen is Danish. And the Lord's Prayer in English from the Sacramentary, the chant melody there. And now we're going to play our communion.
Let Father one who art wondered for in heaven, your reward will be great.
You just heard the communion. Remember, Lord, thy servants, as written by yours truly back in 1991. Little story on that: when I first wrote it, I had originally written it as communion responsory : beatitudes for all saints. And the reason I did that, first of all, the beatitudes was the gospel for all saints day, but I also wanted to have something that was useful for all souls, thus the antiphon, remember, Lord, thy servants, when thou dost take thy throne. Kind of that paraphrase of, in the Passion reading, that little passage there, Jesus, remember me when you enter your kingdom. That's what I was looking for. And that Gelinot style of psalm tone for the verses. The final hymn, Now Thank We All Our God, which we played just a couple of weeks ago, still sounds fresh today if you ask me. If you want to hear it, you can go back to episode 66 and I think episode 64 also. And now for a public service announcement. Don't let technological leprechauns drive, especially after a drinking binge. Greetings. Brian Michael Page here, speaking for another great Brian. Brian No. Brian No is the beloved host of Verbum Domini podcast. Now, I'm not telling you to miss Mass on Sunday. I would never do that. It's a mortal sin, okay? But when you come home, tune into verbumdomini.com and re-listen to the readings as only Brian No could present them. Makes for great reflection. And additionally, Brian reads from, on the most part, the Revised Standard Version, Second Catholic Edition. Yes, that new Ignatius Bible, the one that actually conforms to the requirements of the 2001 Vatican document Liturgiam Authenticam, meaning authentic liturgy. Scripture that is truly Catholic for our time. After you come home from Holy Mass, listen again to the readings. Verbum Domini, the Word of the Lord. Verbum Domini podcast with Brian No at verbumdomini.com. And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
Hello there, Seamus here.
Ugh! Scraping the deep for buried treasure, mate!
Every now and then, I go through some of the blogs. One of the blogs I really like is one called Musica Sacra. Of course, that's Latin for sacred music. You can find that blog at musicasacra.com. It's the official blog of the Church Music Association of America. And on the sidebar, there's some really good links, some really good resources on here. And I ran into this buried treasure. The Blacklist of 1922. Yes, this was the Blacklist. Originated in 1922. Was drawn up at a convention of the Society of St. Gregory in America. Was later updated and made part of a 1947 whitelist, which was made by the same group. That whitelist can also be found on the sidebar of the Musica Sacra blog. You'd be surprised to see what's on this blacklist. Some of the titles are surprising. Well, some of them are not. I blogged on some of these myself. Now, the blacklist denounced all the masses of Louis Lambalot, as well as his Ave Maria. I can't judge any of those because I've never heard them, although I am familiar with Louis Lambalot. He's a French Jesuit. Three items of note that I think the average Catholic organist would know, and even some of the most nostalgic of parishioners would know. These did not make the blacklist. Two of them I can say, thank God. One of them I say, oh God. But anyways, come Holy Ghost. And notice I did say come Holy Ghost and not one spirit, one church. Panis Angelicus, his musical setting. And the third one, On This Day, O Beautiful Mother.
You can guess which one I gave the old god to. Another one that got the boot on his blacklist, the St. Basil Hymnal, all editions up to 1946. I can remember from that, I believe it's a 1916 book that I have a couple of copies of still. And I used to use the Alma Redemptoris Mater set to music by Samuel Webb towards the tail end of that hymnal. That's a tune that's actually slightly altered from another hymn called Come Ye Disconsolate. I forgot the actual name of the tune. The 1958 edition of the St. Basil Hymnal, by the way, is a big improvement, and I can speculate it probably would have been whitelisted had a whitelist been established at that time. There are four titles listed under hymns on this blacklist.
Thank God.
Mother Dearest, Mother Fairest. Mother Dear, Oh Pray For Me. Both of these appear in this year's music issue. Mother, At Thy Feet Is Kneeling. We have an ongoing thing. One of my old deacon friends and I refer to this as Mother Rat. Mother Rat, thy feet is kneeling. And one of the biggest thorns on my side from the days I used to work at Holy Name. Good night, sweet Jesus. I'm so glad that one had gotten the boot. There was one certain elderly lady who used to insist on leading this piece at the end of a benediction. And now, of course, the two most famous wedding marches. And I've discouraged these over the years at a 90% plus success rate. Bridal Chorus from Wagner's opera Lohengrin. That is the chorus that is known all around here as... Sing it, Seamus.
Here comes the bride, big, fat, and wide.
And the wedding march from Mendelssohn's Midsummer Night's Dream. Sing it, Seamus. I'm so glad those got axed. Several Ave Maria settings got axed. Two of them I'm very familiar with, one I'm somewhat familiar with, I haven't done in quite some time. The Bach Gounod got nailed. Schubert got nailed. And one by Rosevig. And if you ever look at the spelling of Rosevig, it's capital R-O, capital S-E-W-I-G. The reason for the capital S was because he wanted to ensure that his name was pronounced Rosevig, three syllables, and not Rosewig, two syllables. Now, one former parish I used to work at, I refer simply to as the Roundhouse. Those who frequent some of my message boards know exactly which church I'm talking about. We had this one soprano who would every now and then sing a wedding, and she would go gaga over the Rosevig Ave Maria anytime that she was asked to sing for a wedding. Man, if I only knew then... I could have talked her out of it. Now, at funerals, and even at weddings too, when I'm asked to do the Ave Maria, they'll say in quotes, the Ave Maria. One should take very careful note, I do not default to Schubert if a particular setting is not specified. And 90% of the time, I don't even bother to ask. Sometimes I don't even think of it. And sometimes I know where they're getting at, and I just don't push the issue. Now, if somebody does specify Schubert, I will usually give in. If it's not specified, I'll more likely do the Arkadelt or the Victoria. Apparently, false advertising was a big thing in 1922, and around that time anyways. And this also got exposed on the blacklist, and this is what the guys from the St. Gregory Society wrote. The attempt of certain publishers to hoodwink a gullible public by using in indiscriminate manner the caption, in accordance with the motu proprio, deserves the condemnation of every friend of liturgical art. A flagrant attempt to pull wool over the eyes of the innocent is found in the publication of a popular song, Silver Threads Among the Gold, as an Ave Maria Stella, under the caption, in accordance with the motu proprio. The whitelist of 1947 has a little supplement from 1954, which is actually part whitelist and part blacklist. Now, there were only two pieces blacklisted in 1954. They were added on. And one of them I was very surprised to see, and that was one called Lead Kindly Light. And for two reasons. One, to this day, it appears in the Adoramus hymnal. And two, The text is written by Cardinal Newman, Cardinal John Henry Newman. I was very surprised to see those. I wonder, what would a blacklist look like if it were put together today? Put together today in February of 2007. Now here's something scary. What would a blacklist look like if it was first assembled in, we'll say, 1970, 75, 84, 1990, 1995? Give that some thought. I would think to this day, here in 2007, especially with awareness going on and with the mass translations going on, Liturgiam Authenticam, a 2001 document that's been out, and here we are still struggling to fulfill those needs. If a modern-day blacklist was out there, would it be updated to comply with the Liturgiam Authenticam? The old list was made to comply with Pope Pius X's motu proprio in 1903. But I wonder, what would a blacklist look like today if it was written by the Church Music Association of America? Or maybe this very reputable society, the Adoremus Society. But then, on the other hand, what would a blacklist look like if it was written by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops? Or the NPM? I got the shivers now.
Christos Vincit.
Ready, music, and fun. That's us.
And now let's rock out with Johnny Proctor.
God gives the power to believe. God gives the power to believe. Dark and rainy deepness left a doubter's weakness with a naked promise to trust. Holy love will shower.
And there it is. You just heard one of my favorite Beach Boys fans, Johnny Proctor, doing Power to Believe. Johnny comes courtesy of PodSafe, music.podshow.com. And don't forget to check out his own website at johnnyproctor.com. And we'll be back.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Funnier than archaic language. Less politically correct than inclusive language. It's hymnody, an inflationary language. And here to present today's inflationary language hymn, here is Seamus O'Reilly.
Hello there, Seamus here. Today's inflationary language hymn is going to be brought to you by the Our Father Holding Hand. Don't want your hand held during the Our Father? Give someone the Our Father holding hand. Today we're going to bring you the Beatitudes in inflationary language. Or is it the Beatitudes? Here we go. Blessed are the poor in spirit, five theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are the twos in sorrow, five they shall be consoled. Blessed are the meek and lowly, five they will inherit the land. Blessed are the twos who seek holiness, five they will have their fill. Blessed are the twos who show mercy, five mercy shall be theirs. Blessed are the double-hearted, five they shall see the Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers, five they will be called the people of God. Blessed are the persecuted, five the reign of God is theirs. Blessed are the twos who are slandered, five the sake of his name. Be glad, rejoice, five in heaven. Your reward will be granine.
Podcast Alley.
Dig.
Podcast Alley.
Dig.
Podcast Alley.
Dig.
While those two guys are duking it out, let me take this fighting moment to remind you to give us your vote at podcastalley.com.
Dig.
And or podcast your dig alley. At dig.com. That's D-I-G-G.com.
Podcast Alley.
At the same time, you can also podcast leave a comment alley. Or feedback at either dig. Of those places, or podcast you can leave a line over at dig. iTunes as well.
Podcast Alley.
Dig.
Or you can leave a comment podcast on our message alley. Boards,
dig.
Which you can podcast find on the sidebar alley. At our dig. Website at crystalsvincit.com. Or you can
alley.
Simply email me at bpage69@yahoo.com.
Podcast Alley.
If you forgot what these options are, you can always rewind your player. While you're at it, please don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Leap.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
One more vote to cast, and this is on till Friday.
The Catholic Blog Awards are holding their vote for best blog in many categories, and that'll be until this Friday, February 16th. Christos Vincit, the blog, has been nominated in several categories. Notice not Christos Vincit Anywhere or Christos Vincit the Old Podcast. This is Christos Vincit, the blog, which is run by Jason Pennington, Nick Bayshore, and myself. Matter of fact, we turned around and asked to be taken off several ballots because someone had inadvertently nominated us for every category. And I just didn't feel it would be right that our blog be on our ballots for such categories as Best New Blog or Best Blog by Clergy, Religious, or Seminarian, as none of those apply to us to begin with. But if you like the Christos Vincit blog, please go on over to CatholicBlogAwards.com. Click on the link to go and vote. Please vote with your heart, but with your conscience as well. We thank you for your support. I want to thank you all for joining me this week on our belated episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. If all goes right next week, we'll be right on time. Please join us then for our next hair-raising episode. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Unos, dos, tres, cuatro. Christos Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and... Oh, yeah, the Christos Vincit Network.